This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
Well, this morning we have the joy of baptizing both Andrew and Gabby, and I'm going to invite Andrew and Unji to come and join me in the pool right now. But baptism is a visible sign of the outward visible sign of the inward reality that God has been working in these guys' lives. And so there's nothing really special about this water, but there is something special about what God has been doing in Andrew and Gabby's life. And so this morning, as we baptize Andrew and Gabby, I've asked them to share a little bit about what God has done in their life, to declare a public faith before you all, and then we'll baptize them this morning. So Andrew, would you share with us what God's been doing?
I would have done it off the cuff, but like at my wedding, I know I'll be a blubbering mess if I didn't have notes in front of me, so excuse that. I can't remember the exact moment that I came to believe Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior. That is to say, there wasn't one eureka moment. But what I can see now, when I look back on my journey to faith, is that it is a story of God constantly pursuing me, even when I completely denied the possibility of His existence. But looking back, what I can see now is that there were countless times when God's hand was persistently present and He was revealing Himself to me. Without a doubt, the most important part of my journey to faith has been the story of forgiveness that is alive in Jesus' narrative. As it is written in 1 John 1-9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. He has given me a new identity. A sinner, yes, but one that is redeemed daily by His grace and loving sacrifice. I also want to call out my lovely wife, Unji, who I'm so happy to have next to me today. She has had such an important part to play in my faith. For those in the audience who don't know God or wouldn't call themselves a Christian, I hope that for you, my own journey, which has seen me shift from a fervent atheist to now someone who proudly calls himself a follower of Christ, is proof that even the once most deeply held belief doesn't compare to God's awesome power. Though I am still a work in progress, I can happily say that I can't really recognize the version of me from before I accepted Christ into my life, and I want today to be a public declaration of that before you all. Thank you.
Amen. So good. All right, Gabby. And Gabby has invited her GC leader, Miriam, to be a part of this baptism as well. So welcome, Gabby and Miriam. Let's give them a round of applause as they jump in. And Gabby, we would love to hear your story about how God has been at work in your life as well. So.
Thank you. So I've defined myself now for a Christian for about 2 years. Didn't really know of God growing up. I grew up in a Catholic household, but I guess we only went to church, covering Easter, Christmas, those kind of events. And I knew God was always calling me. When I became a Christian, I found out that my favorite movie, The Prince of Egypt, was actually a Bible story. And God throughout my life has been calling me. Before I knew God, I was deep in sin. I sought relationship from men. I sought relationship in sex, and I sought relationship as well in money. And I was deep into the world, and I was lost, and I was depressed, and I hated life, and I didn't want to be part of this world. And a family friend invited me to church one day, and I went in essentially kicking and screaming. I didn't want to be part of it. I started going to church more and more, started understanding it, the pieces started clicking in. That church invited me to a conference in Adelaide, which they paid for, and I'm incredibly thankful for that. I went in there on the Friday, kicking and screaming, hating life, and wondering why I was there. By the Sunday, I gave my life to Christ, and everything clicked in. I was completely changed, and God has just changed me so much, and I'm so thankful He cured me of my depression. I was so sad. I was incredibly sad in this world. And God took all of that away from me, and I'm so incredibly thankful. He keeps providing for me. He puts people in my life, whether Christian or non-Christian, that help me as a believer be stronger. So I'm incredibly thankful for His story and everything that He's done for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabby. All right. It's so good. This is probably the highlight for us these Sundays. We're so thankful to what God has been doing in both Andrew and Gabby's lives. Thank you guys for being so bold to share your faith this morning. We're going to respond to this great God in worship, the God who moves people from death to life, as we've seen this morning.